Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. And in today's episode, it's going to be a short one, but a very important one because we're going to be talking about how to power through the hardest parts of growing your business without giving up. Because let's face it, most newer entrepreneurs end up giving up. I'm going to give you a fail-proof method of how to get through those tough days. I'm excited about this one. Let's dive in. All right, we're gonna jump straight into it in today's episode because I wanna talk to every single one of you who will think about quitting this year. And let's face it, every single entrepreneur, every single 100% of entrepreneurs go through times where they think about quitting. So we're really, the whole purpose of today's episode is to help you have the ammunition and the mindset to power through those moments. But the only way that we can get there is if you first understand and accept the reasons why people quit. Let's face it. I mean, I have interacted with literally thousands of wantrepreneurs and entrepreneurs of all different levels. People who have no business idea, people who are running multiple seven-figure businesses, eight-figure businesses. I've interacted with them all. And consistently, I've noticed that there's really one main reason why people quit. And this goes way beyond business, by the way. This is the main reason why people quit anything. You could talk about weight loss. You could talk about learning a new language. You could talk about distance running. You could talk about anything. It all applies to what I'm talking about in today's episode. And the reason is, this is the number one reason why people quit. It is because they don't see results. People quit when they don't see results. And so let's take business, for example. Would you quit? Would you even consider quitting if you launched your business and in your first month you did $50,000 in revenue? Would you even consider quitting at that point? No. You'd be like, this is amazing. This is exactly why I started my business. It's paying off. It showed that I made the right decision. I'm just gonna keep on going and I'm gonna ride this gravy train. And maybe one day you'll quit. Maybe you'll get burned out. I've experienced that firsthand. Maybe you will just lose your passion for it. There's a lot of different outcomes that could happen, but you're not gonna quit if those results come quickly. And so most commonly, the reason why people quit is when they don't see results. Because as we just talked about, if you saw results, you wouldn't quit. So it's really a black or white case of reasons why we feel like quitting in our entrepreneurial journey. And with that in mind, and this is something that I feel so strongly about, and I've touched on this topic probably many times in the past on this podcast, which is, results are always delayed. Success is a delayed metric. It's a lagging indicator. Success is a lagging indicator, which basically means if you and I put the work in today, we will not see the results tomorrow. And that's what makes things so hard. If you and I really study French today and we really want to learn French and we put the hours in and we do 8 million Duolingo lessons on French today, we're not going to wake up tomorrow speaking fluent French. And in fact, we're going to forget a lot of those words that we just learned, which is why you need to do refreshers, which is why you need to be talking to native language people. It's a hard and long process. And so you don't see results for quite some time. I mean, it could take years to become fluent in a new language. Or let's take weight loss, for example. If you and I wanted to lose 30 pounds and today all we ate so clean today. We ate salads, we went for a run, we just had straight up chicken and eggs. We just pounded the protein and ate super clean veggies and fruits all day. Well, guess what? We're not going to see any difference tomorrow. Literally, we're going to wake up the exact same weight that we are today, the exact same fitness levels, the exact same cardio capacities. Nothing will change tomorrow. It's only if we just keep on doing it without And this is the challenge without seeing results. And that's why I do think as entrepreneurs, faith, and this has nothing to do with religion, I think faith is such a powerful attribute that entrepreneurs have to have. There's no other way around it. Entrepreneurs have to have faith. And what is faith? It's believing in something without being able to see it. Just like weight loss. If you and I just eat greens all day today, tomorrow we're not going to see any difference. But we have to trust the course. We have to know that that work that we're doing will one day pay off. We're going to keep doing it in the face of not seeing results whatsoever. That is faith, and that's why it's so important as entrepreneurs to have faith. So what the heck does this have to do with today's episode? Why am I bringing all of these things up about faith, about quitting, about results being a lagging indicator, or success being a lagging indicator? Here's why. It's one of my big missions that I want all of my students, everyone in the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur ecosystem, all the entrepreneurs inside the Launch Coalition. This is one huge thing that I want every single one of those people. And of course, you listening, I'm talking directly to you. I wish I could call you out by name right now because I literally want you to understand this so deeply this year. And that is, you have to keep doing things without looking for immediate results. And the notion that I'm committing to this year, so full transparency, you're going to see this and you're going to hold me accountable to it as well. 2021 is here. This is the year I'm finally launching my YouTube channel. And it's something, gosh, I've wanted to do this for years. I still have no clue why I didn't start my YouTube channel sooner, but I'm starting it this year, and that's the important thing. And guess what I know about starting anything? I've started businesses, I started this podcast, I've started a blog, I've started so many things in my life. We've all started a million things. And every single time I've started something, the best outcomes I've had is when I committed to doing those things regardless of results. In fact, regardless of even seeing any metrics whatsoever. I'll give you a really tangible example. When I started my soccer blog, it's my first real business in 2008. I started it. It was the summer after my freshman year of college. And for me, it was a passion project. I didn't know that it would become this giant business with 3.5 million readers from all over the world. I didn't know I'd have 20 people working for me. I didn't know I'd be negotiating advertising deals with Nike. And the only reason we got to any of those milestones is because I did it without care or concern, or quite frankly, interest in success metrics. If I said to myself, Brian, we're doing this, we're starting this blog because we want to have 10,000 readers a day. If I set that out, gosh, I would have quit because I'll tell you what, the first 6 months were a slog. The first 6 months were so painful. The first 6 months were so quiet. Nothing happened in the first 6 months. I had probably like 10 readers a day, and most of it was just my college friends who I was pestering saying, you guys, read this article I just wrote about Cristiano Ronaldo. Like, it's an opinion piece. I wrote a letter about why I don't think Ronaldo should leave Manchester United. Stuff like that. I mean, I was literally doing it because I cared about it. And I decided, and this ties in with last Friday's episode, I decided that if you're serious about growing a soccer blog, what are the actions you must take? Well, you must keep hitting publish. You must keep writing new blog content and hitting publish. That's an action. And if you keep doing those actions for 6 months, for a year, for 2 years, good things happen. And that's really the mindset shift that I want you to take away from today's episode, which is no matter what, if you know you want to do something this year, whether it's start your business, launch a podcast, start a blog, start a YouTube channel, whatever it is, grow your email list, whatever it is, commit to doing it for a minimum of 6 months, regardless of results, regardless of a complete and utterly embarrassing lack of results. No matter what, do it for 6 months. Because if you do that and you don't think about metrics, you don't think about results, you just keep doing it. Those small actions done every single day over a consistent and a long period of time, 6 months to a year or more, good things happen. You and I can eat super healthy today. We can eat super healthy tomorrow. We can eat super healthy the day after that. We can eat super healthy for weeks and not see results. But that's one of those actions that we know. We know that if you keep doing them, results inevitably come. The same is true in your business. If you're out there providing value for people, if you're out there offering your products or services to people, if you're out there putting the work in and putting things into the world, you're live streaming on your Facebook every day talking about who the heck you can help, how you can help them, the results that you can get people, you're hitting people up every single day. Those are actions that bring incredible results. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not next week. Maybe not 2 weeks from now. Maybe not even 2 months from now. But if you keep doing them, those are the actions that bring good results. And remember, success is a lagging indicator. It doesn't show up today. It doesn't show up tomorrow. It might not show up until it is sure that you are just going to keep on going on. And that's why today's episode is all about that journey. It's really difficult, but promise yourself today, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for 6 months. I'm going to keep on uploading videos to YouTube for 6 months. I don't care if by the end of those 6 months, I only have 5 subscribers. I am going to commit today. So that's what I'm asking you to do in today's episode. Do it without concern. Do it without consideration. Do it without any interest whatsoever in seeing any sort of success metrics. Do it consistently. Do it passionately. And do it because you know that one day, success can show up when you least expect it. That's it from me for today's episode. As always, I'm excited. We've just got so many good topics, so many incredible guests coming on the podcast this season, this year, here on the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. So make sure you're subscribed. I know a lot of you are shifting over to Spotify to listen to podcasts. So if you haven't given that a shot yet, and you are an avid Spotify user like I am, hop on over to Spotify and search the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. New episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, here on the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at theentrepreneurshow.com.